Hi, Devin.
Hey, Nat. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
We're so happy to have you. We are here with Tevin, Clyde, and Nick Wager to talk about our A2I and our upsell program.
Absolutely. Or better known as Affinity to Infinity. Sometimes I like A2I better.
A2I is pretty cool.
Yes, I like it better. It rolls off the tongue well.
I completely agree.
Right, absolutely.
Tevin, I want you to tell me all about A2I, and let's start with the history of the program.
I'd absolutely love to. Our program was founded in 2017 by our partner manager, Corey Rooney. Since we have started, A2I has become something that provides targeted solutions to help fill the gaps while also driving partners to position net new opportunities. Going into that, we have since starting the program contributed to $252 million in renewals and then $112 million in upsell revenue.
That's amazing.
Right. So we've had a great start and we're only getting better along the way.
Well, what I'm hearing is not only are you helping partners with everything they need to be helped with, but you're also being extremely successful on both our ends.
Absolutely.
Which is helping everybody.
Yes. I love to call it almost like a concierge service. How can I assist? What can we do better for you? And we'll make it happen.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Now let's get into, you know, what's like step-by-steps and how this helps partners in their day-to-day.
No, absolutely. And so this is where we get really into it. It all starts from step one, and that will be somebody will pitch you the program and it's enrollment or reaching out to ask about the program. So once you do, I'll set up a formal meeting. We'll go into all of the steps just as I'm about to right now, give you a high-level overview of the program, how that's going to affect your day-to-day and what you typically have going on in your environment, because we know that not every single environment is always going to be the same. And the whole point of the program is to make sure that we're catering to that specific partner's needs and what we can assist with.
So with different partners, it's going to look different.
Every single time.
That's amazing. That's going to help everybody all across the board.
Absolutely. And it also gives us the opportunity to constantly be changing so that we can better assist anybody who decides to go this route with us or explore new opportunities to assist that we may not have even tried before.
Wow. So who wouldn't want to get this is
Absolutely. My
question.
It makes me so happy when I get the opportunity to talk about it because it seems like something that very much it explains itself well.
Yes,
it does.
I agree. Let's hear
so,
this process.
Continuing down the process. So it all starts with enrollment. Once you enroll, there's a very big portion of the process in the very beginning with a big red exclamation point. That is our sign-up page. Once you go to our sign-up page, you'll complete a form that will actually ask you to get your manager's approval for us to pull your entire incumbent install base from VMware. And so once we have that information is where we kind of dive down into the nitty-gritty. In the intro meeting, before or after, and it's dependent on how the partner would like to go about it, before or after the sign up in the intro meeting, we'll discuss what next steps will look like. So that's where we move into the plan. And the plan of the whole process goes like, it can go differently every single time. The way that ends up looking in the long run is we'll form a plan for giving you a spreadsheet to organize your upcoming renewals and set a date for how far out we're able to evaluate that. We'll discuss how often you would like to check in on these opportunities or have us check in with you. We can discuss multiple forms of upsell options and or potential blueprints and things like demos or campaigns that we do to get you the most information needed for those potential options. And Nick will get into that a little bit later, which we're very excited for. And so we'll go over everything that comes with the program as a whole. Once we formulate that plan, it gets into the next step, which is where everything starts to get fun. So we get into the building and the growth part. And as I mentioned a little bit before, the growth is going to come from our upsell options, things that we can add to enhance these environments and, you know, potentially offer that higher margin that I mentioned a little bit earlier. And then we also, with that, we'll do two separate things. We will get that report from VMware and it will show us your incumbent Carahsoft opportunities as well as your non-incumbent Carahsoft opportunities. We, as a program, go through and build those non-incumbent opportunities out, and we separately send those between a certain date range, whether that be we started from now until the end of the year. We'll go through, build out all of the non-incumbent opportunities through the end of the year. You'll receive an email with a zip file package from me as an option if you so choose to bring that business back to Carahsoft for your following year to track it. So a lot of the building and growth in the background will deal with our proactive team. The proactive team will be sending your normal incumbent opportunities to you just as your process is now, unless you indicate at the time that you would like us to change that. We've had multiple types of feedback to indicate something that helps your specific environment better than what we're already providing, whether that be, hey, please include the previous year's PO number, or please include this piece of information so that I can track it down in my system faster. And we'll look for every single one of those indicators that we can take, because the more that we can assist, no matter how small the task is, that we can take it off your plate, if it's a possibility, HY is going to do that. So moving from there, what I had mentioned before, you'll receive quotes in two different ways. The proactive team will be sending you opportunities as we do 90 days out. They will be coming to you to your direct email or to that direct point of contact who's handling that opportunity. And if it is not an incumbent opportunity, the person who is my main point of contact, as in the person who signs up for the program and tends to be the person I'm doing our monthly check-ins with, and sending our emails to make sure that there's correspondence and there's no confusion in the program, that point of contact will be receiving a zip file from me. And in that zip file, I'll indicate all the account managers that are on those specific opportunities, how we can assist, and what they should do in order to reach out, should there be anything that we can do to start working on this right away.
Amazing. So crossing T's and dotting I's for everybody involved.
The whole way across the board, as much as we can. Absolutely, to the best of our ability. After we do all of the building, sending, and all of the hard parts, I guess I would like to say, that comes, in my opinion, my favorite part, which is the review. We get the opportunity to sync up, which, as I had mentioned a little bit earlier, we will do however you'd like. So we can do bi-weekly meetings, we can do weekly meetings, monthly or bi-monthly, whatever works best for your typical environment, or for what works best for heads in your office. If there's a specific day of the week that works better, or anything that we can cater down to even the smallest thing, we'll do that to make sure that we can sync up, because it's very important to review all of this to see how we can grow and do even better moving forward. We're never looking to find something and say, this is just fine and we'll keep it as is. We always want to be growing to do things more efficiently and assist in the highest possible manner.
Yeah, well, that is truly how you be successful in a business, is you're always trying to achieve better and do better than you did previously.
Absolutely. And we already very much enjoy, these partners coming and working, doing business with us, assisting and getting these deals taken care of. And when that, goes into it at the end of the day, I like to think that I'm going to provide you as much assistance as I can to show you that we love working with you and that we want to continue that relationship. There's no superficial aspect. There's no weirdness involved. It's just genuine, how can I help? And I'm happy to do it.
That's great.
Yeah, it's incredible. So moving in from here, I think the most important part, and that's one of the things that I'd like to take its own little section to discuss, is the possibility of our upsell options that we can add. That is a big, big part of our renewal upsell program that is A2I, because the upsell option is basically, I'd say, more than 50% of everything that we can do. We can offer so many types of information. We do different demos and blueprints and webinars. So I'm actually going to throw it over to Nick and give him the opportunity to discuss some of those items with you and potentially give a few examples as well, so that if you're kind of wondering how that looks, you'll get a better idea.
Hello, everyone. I'm Nick Wager. I'm one of the engineers who comes in and helps out with the renewal upsell part of the A2I program. Every customer that you're going to talk to is going to have gaps, whether they know it or not. And a big part of the A2I program is to find those problems that a customer might not even know they have and provide them a solution to fix it. And these could be very, very simple solutions. One of the most common upsell recommendations we give is for vSphere customers. Almost everybody in the world is virtualized, and most of those folks have virtualized with vSphere. And so Carbon Black Workload, that's VMware's integrated next-gen antivirus solution, is kind of a no-brainer solution, especially since it's got a free trial program that's active until, December of this year. So, if you've got any vSphere customers, I highly recommend you introduce Carbon Black to them. Offer them the free trial, right? That's just one of the sort of upsell recommendations we give. You know, a lot of customers are missing monitoring tools, whether that be for their data center, for their virtual desktops, for their laptops that they might be managing. And so, you know, depending on what we see in terms of, you know, licensing and environment build, we'll provide various different recommendations in terms of monitoring and optimization on the security front. You know, security has been a big, big concern for customers, and a lot of folks think a traditional physical firewall is all they need, and that's just not the case anymore. Attackers are much more sophisticated these days, so we want to lock down, internal network traffic and make sure that isn't a point of compromise. We want to, you know, provide failover options. You know, a lot of customers are concerned if they get hit by ransomware, if a building burns down in a fire, you know, how are they going to fail over? And they've been looking to cloud solutions for that. So, you know, VCDR, VMware Cloud Disaster Recovery is a really, really popular solution on that front. And, you know, the discussion in regards to containers in modern apps, you know, that's a really, really exciting kind of forward-looking area. But a lot of customers, especially in public sector spaces, are really hesitant to embrace it. So, you know, we can go through these account lists, identify folks who, you know, might benefit from microservices, from containerization, and offer, you know, we can talk about vSphere Plus with them. We can talk about Tanzu Basic or, you know, just Tanzu Kubernetes in general. You know, whatever we see in the customer account, we'll try to find a gap in the coverage and provide you a recommendation about where they can go from there so that, you know, customers can solve their problems, so that, you know, yourself as a partner can, you know, benefit from selling those net new licensing and the higher level of margin that comes along with that. You know, even if it's a solution you've never heard about, we've got enablement programs for our reseller partners. We've got this whole solution blueprint campaign for pretty much all the VMware solutions. So even if you're a day one employee, you know, we're more than prepared to introduce you to the solution, talk you through the selling motion, you know, how to pitch it to customers so that, you know, at the end of this 30-minute, one-hour session, you know, you can go and bring it up with a customer, set up a follow-up appointment with myself or, you know, your own internal engineers, whatever works for you. You know, we've got weekly demo campaigns that we host Monday through Friday for different VMware solutions that you can just tack on to emails when you're with customer to generate leads and, you know, use that as an extension of the A2i program. You know, overall, you know, regardless of what partners need or how big or how small your account lists are, or how big or how small your customers are, there's always something we can do, something we can recommend, something we can show off or train, you know, the resellers on, so that the customers walk away with a environment that's going to run better, that's going to be more secure, and, you know, really help yourself as a reseller, you know, cement yourself in that role as the trusted business advisor.
That all sounded great. And, you know, part of, you know, the upsell and A2i program, is there still the test drives going on?
Right. So VMware has this test drive program or portal that, you know, I have access to as an engineer, and that I can help, you know, yourself as a reseller gain access to. You know, I use that for demos all the time. I use it to give customers a pre-configured cloud environment that they can poke around in for all the VMware solutions. You know, I can train you up as the reseller about how to get yourself an account, how you can start these kind of proof of concepts with customers. You know, Test Drive provides a lot of flexibility in terms of demonstrations, in terms of dipping your toes in with these VMware solutions, or you can go full-blown proof of concept. You know, there's the tools for that. And if you're interested, reach out to us and we'll help get you there.
Absolutely. And that's the biggest part of it. It all comes back to, if these are things that are going to assist you in your day-to-day or it's something that you're interested in, all you have to do is ask your A2i rep, aka me, or any of the account managers that you may work with on a day-to-day basis. You could even directly email or reach out to any of our technical engineers, such as Nick himself, or we have a whole slew of other teammates who assist in that area. So taking a step back, it actually, one of the biggest parts of A2i is something that almost gets overlooked every single time. When we have the opportunity to add those upsell options, they aren't just coming from nowhere or just ones that at the time we think we should be pushing this, so we're going to. The way that we work everything in the program is, once you sign up, we actually go through and pull every single install base report for all of those opportunities that VMware sent us. What that does is it gives us a direct look into each customer's environment so that we can say, this is why we believe that you should pitch this option. This is why it will enhance what they are currently working with. And because of our amazing, you know, technical experts and upsell analysts that we have, there's nothing but tons of resources on information that you could potentially need to describe that. We've even gone so far before as to have reps to reach out. Is there a way that you could assist me in phrasing this so that I can understand it, but get it to the customer in a way that won't confuse them or can make it as easily presentable as it sounds? Because we believe in these options and we believe that they're going to assist. And so that's a big part of the program as a whole too, is that nothing gets taken without consideration and large amounts of thought process behind it.
So speaking of signing up, how would anybody enroll in this? Like, what are those steps?
That's a great question. Absolutely. So a big part of A2i as a whole is we do have our own webpage that you can view and you can get all the information that you need. I myself am always available as well. So even if you're listening to this and after that you stop listening to this podcast, you decide, I'm going to call this guy for more information, please feel free. I would love to. I'm always happy to discuss A2i. It is always at the forefront of my brain. But getting into how you sign up. Typically, if you are hearing this from the podcast, it makes me super happy that you're here to learn about my program. But honestly, most of the time, you'll hear about it from your renewal reps. Your renewal reps will come to you. They'll express to you that they already believe that you would be a perfect fit for this program and that we can provide a lot of assistance. And through doing that, they'll loop me in. As I mentioned before, we have our intro meetings, but the biggest part of that is giving you the page to sign up. So you'll receive the external link to go to our sign up page, review this information, request an intro meeting, or sign up and then request an intro meeting. It's all up to you completely. One of the things that I always like to make sure that I do mention whenever we go over the program as a whole is one of the biggest parts that we've recently added is our dashboard progress report. It has multiple types of metrics to show you as well as your higher ups how A2i is providing growth to your environment and how we are assisting in real time. We can provide this report as often as you would like. We have seen success that it would be most convenient to receive quarterly. We'd also be happy to send, you know, a bi-quarterly report if that fits better for you to see numbers in a higher volume. But we can provide this report in multiple different ways, and there are definitely multiple kinds of metrics that we can include for what you'd like to see growth in. So a couple examples of those would be our on-time renewal rates. We also have year-to-date growth. We have top deals in your pipeline, and also things as such as, you know, product bookings by VMware business units. So that's one of the most important things that I always like to make sure that people are aware of, is that we can provide assistance in your environment, but also if you need us to, we'll show you how we're providing that assistance. We'll show you that we're doing this work. We're here to provide you support in every way that we're available to. And if you ask me for something, I'm not going to tell you no first. I'm going to see if I can provide help and assistance in that environment or that, you know, specific problem, and I'll do it to the best of my ability.
Wow, Tevin, you are just a wealth of knowledge when it comes to A2i, and it's been so great having you and Nick here today, hearing about all of this. And I know this is going to be so great for our partners everywhere listening.
Absolutely. I'm very excited, and I'm just so thankful for the opportunity. As I said, you know, my name is Tevin Clyde. If you guys ever feel free to reach out, like I mentioned before, give me a call, shoot me an email. Even if you did it 3 seconds after you press pause on this recording, that is perfectly fine with me.
That's great. Thank you so much. And we hope that Tevin will be hearing from you soon.
Thank you so much for your time.